And sometimes we laugh together. Sometimes we cry. Sometimes we share together heartaches and sighs.
Yes, sir.
Sometimes we dream together of how it will be when we all get to heaven, God's family.
Yes, sir.
So this evening I'm going to speak about another very scriptural point as we had this morning, and a point that I feel is oftentimes overlooked. Something that we all know we're supposed to do, something that we've all been taught about, something that we all know. And that is confessing. How we're supposed to confess our sins to one another, how we are to share our burdens with one another, how we're not in this alone. That's what we're going to talk about this evening for a short period of time. The scripture suggests that if we're doing this alone, we're not going to be able to make it. We're not going to be able to get to heaven alone. As iron sharpens iron, two heads are greater than one, two people are better than one. You can never do it by yourself. Now, one point that I want to bring up first is one reason that a lot of the younger generation, around my age, kind of almost drops off, I feel, is because when we do come up and say something like, hey, I struggle with this, or I struggle with that, there's a lot of judging that happens off of it. It's a lot of, you get looked down on as you are bringing your sins to one another and as you confess your sins, and you're like, this is what I struggle with, I need help, I need your prayers. And more personally to me and a lot of others that I know, as an elder's kid, there's a lot of pressure to, you almost get put in this like bubble.
Yes, sir.
Where you're expected to be perfect. It's never said, but you're expected to almost be perfect, not to have flaws, not to be told, not to be able to come up and say, I struggle with this, or I struggle with that. It's a lot of, you're just kind of supposed to be. And I know several others who feel very similar to that, that I do. And as I kind of mentioned a second ago, there's a lot of judging that happens with it. And so tonight, I want to kind of take that away. I want to look at a couple verses that highlight what we're supposed to do as brothers and sisters in Christ, as God's family. This song that was just led, one of the parts in the scripture, in the chorus says, sometimes we share together heartaches and sighs. Personally, we do. Sometimes, you know, the families that are close to each other, sometimes the friends that are close to each other, that's what we do. We do get together and we care about each other. But do we really care about each other as an entire congregation, as a whole, where we're able to come and confess those feelings and to share those burdens with one another? Acts chapter 19 and verse 18, it says, many also of those who had believed kept coming, confessing, and disclosing their practices. They were willing to come and confess and say what they were doing. They weren't hiding what they were doing. They were very open about it.
Amen.
James 5 and verse 16 is also, another very important passage. Mm-hmm. Therefore, confess your sins to one another and pray for one another so that you may be healed. The effective prayer of a righteous man can accomplish much.
Yes.
Why don't we do that? As Christians, as brothers and sisters in Christ, as family, why don't we do that?
Amen, brother.
We don't come and ask each other for help. There's a lot of we come forward and say, whether it's in person, whether it's in public, like an evening like tonight, or whether it is in private to one of your friends, you say, hey, I'm struggling this week, I need some help. But it's never you come up and say, hey, I'm a habitual liar. Or it's never, I'm a complete alcoholic. Or, you know, I'm covetous. I desire other people's things. I'm greedy. It's never something specific, from the experience that I've had, at least. It's always a very vague and very general asking for prayers. And as a family, I feel like we should be able to focus with one another and to help each other and to come and not be judged based off what other people are going through. Because there's always somebody else who's going through something similar. Just to hit on the not to judge passage, Matthew 7, verse 1, beginning verse 1. Do not judge, or you too will be judged. For in the same way you judge others, you will be judged. And with the measure you use, it will be measured to you. Why do you look at the speck of sawdust in your brother's eye and pay no attention to the plank in your own eye? How can you say to your brother, let me take the speck out of your eye, when all the time there is a plank in your own eye? You hypocrite, first take the plank out of your own eye, and then you will see clearly to remove the speck from your brother's eye. That's something that I know I'm personally guilty of. You know, you look at others and say, I'm not them, or I don't do that. Or you try to come up and help somebody, come up and correct somebody when you do the same thing, or you do it much worse. You do something in our eyes which is worse. Now my challenge and where I want to get to this evening as we begin to wrap up is the challenge of, first off, to not judge one another, but to be willing and able to confess your sins to your brothers and sisters. Be willing and able to walk up, and whether it is in public here, whether it's over an email, whether it's a text message to one person, whether it's you and your friend talking, be willing to confess and say, this is what I struggle with. I need your help. Don't just kind of give a vague generalization of what you struggle with. Be specific about it. That way you're held accountable. Now, I can't stand up here in front of you all this evening and say that we need to confess our sins to one another when I'm just like all of you, or a lot of us, where I do the same thing. I kind of hide it. You don't tell people about it. You don't ask for prayers. Amen. You think you can handle it on your own. Amen. And I'm not going to be able to stand up here this evening and say that without doing so myself. So this evening, I'm going to say a few things that I personally struggle with, a few things that I have difficulties with in my Christian walk, in my spiritual walk. Then I'm going to read two verses. After those two verses, Brother David will lead us in our invitation song. So personally, I struggle with anger. I'm prideful. I use profanity. I'm lustful. I lie and I cheat. I do a lot of other things too. That's just a short list that I came up with this evening. There are many other things that I do in order to not stand out from the crowd, but to fit in with everybody. Something that is also a problem that I have, that I struggle with. We need to be able to stand out as Christians and focus and do what's right in God's eyes and not in our own eyes. I'm going to read these two verses, and then David will lead us in our song this evening. James 5 and verse 16. Therefore, confess your sins to one another and pray for one another so that you may be healed. The effective prayer of a righteous man can accomplish much. 1 John 1:19. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and righteous to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If you'd please stand as we sing.
316.